This copyrighted broadcast is presented by the authority of the National Association of Professional Baseball Leagues, Incorporated. For the private use of our audience, any reproduction, rebroadcast, retransmission, or other dissemination or use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of this game without the express written consent of the National Association of Professional Baseball Leagues, Incorporated is prohibited. Fayetteville Woodpeckers baseball is live from the sand hills of North Carolina to the coastal plains and from state line to state line. This is the Fayetteville Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Welcome to the Woodpeckers pregame show. Getting you set for first pitch. Let's send you out to the stadium.
Woodpeckers baseball is live on the road in Salisbury, Maryland. It's time for game 2 of 6 between the Woodpeckers and the Shorebirds, a battle of the birds, north versus south. We are live on FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com, the MILB app, for your exclusive radio home for Woodpeckers baseball, live on the road. Hi, everybody. Welcome up into the press box at Arthur W. Purdue Stadium. I'm Andrew Chapman. It is great to be with you once again for another night of Woodpeckers baseball, game 2 of this 6-game series. The Astros-affiliated Woodpeckers and the Orioles-affiliate Shorebirds going at it for a second time on the road trip. The Woodpeckers, if you weren't with us last night, grabbed a 10-2 win in the opener. It was a 3-run game, though, going into the 7th inning. Fayetteville scored 5 runs in that 7th to go in front big and grab a 10-2 winner in the opener, improving to 14-8 over the start of the season. Fayetteville gained the game on the division yesterday as well with a loss from Columbia. They're a game and a half lead out in front of the South Division entering today. Good pitching matchup for you in store tonight. It is right-hander Elaine Pena from Mexico, 1-0 with a 1.20 ERA. He goes up against right-hander Ty Weatherly, 0-2 with a 3.18 ERA. A reminder that you can watch today's game in HD video quality as well by subscribing to MILB.TV. We're glad to have you here on FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com. And after the national anthem, we will run you through more numbers on the starters and the starting lineups as well. First pitch coming up next on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
And remove your hats as we honor the United States of America and those who fight to protect our freedoms at home and abroad with the singing of our national anthem, performed today by Amber Hawkins.
By the dawn's early light, what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we so gallantly free, and the rocket's red glare, the monsters sing in air, and prove through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that
straight from the ballpark, it's time to dig in for some Woodpeckers baseball.
A three-run home run. And Cole, right corner, right field. That ball is gone.
Here comes the cutoff throw to the plate. He dives in, and he is saved. He's saved.
He's onto the warning track, at the wall, leaping up, and he brought it back.
Down the line, and Matthews has walked it off for the Woodpeckers.
Now, here's the voice of the Woodpeckers, Andrew Chapman.
Woodpeckers baseball live on the road in Salisbury, Maryland. It's time for game 2 of 6 between the Woodpeckers and the Delmarva Shorebirds, live on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Hi, everybody. I'm Andrew Chapman. Great to be with you once again for game two of this six-game set. Fayetteville coming off a 10-2 win in the opener yesterday, where they hit a pair of home runs and scored five times in the seventh inning to really run away with it. Your Fayetteville Woodpeckers are in first place in the Carolina League South Division entering tonight at 14-8. The Shorebirds scuffling at the bottom of the North Division, 3-18, their overall record. Tonight they turn to right-hander Ty Weatherly, 0-2 with a 3.18 ERA. And let's go ahead and meet that Woodpecker starting lineup that he will see tonight. It begins with Kenny Gomez out in right field, batting left. Oliver Carrillo hits second. He'll play at first base. And Cesar Hernandez, who hit his first pro home run yesterday, he's in center, batting third. Juan Santander, the DH, will also hit cleanup. Wander Luciano at second base, batting fifth. Anthony Sherwin, the third baseman, is sixth. The 7-9, Alejandro Nunez, Alberto Hernandez, and Fernando Caldera. The righty Ty Weatherly gets his sign, and we are ready to go. He winds and pitches, and the first pitch of our ball game is tipped foul into the glove. First pitch time tonight, 7:04 p.m. in Salisbury. It is currently sunny and 70 degrees. A great night for baseball as Weatherly winds and misses inside. One ball, one strike count on Kenny Gomez. He's out to a nice little six-game hitting streak and has a base hit in 15 of his last 16 games. Here's the 1-1. Swings away and loops it foul over the third base dugout. A ball and two strikes. More North Division opponents for the Woodpeckers. They're in the middle of a stretch of 24 consecutive games against the North Division. So they'll try and win tonight and see how the rest of the South Division shapes up around them. The 1-2 pitch is up high, a curve, 2-2. Kenny Gomez batting 301 on the year. He's trying to stay above that 300 mark today. He had one hit in the opener yesterday. It was a double in the first inning. Here's the kick in the 2-2. Swings and shoots a line drive past Weatherly and up the middle out into center. Make it a seven-game hitting streak for Kenny Gomez. He starts our ball game out with a single. So Gomez is on, just as he was yesterday in the first at-bat of the game, and hands it over to Oliver Carrillo. Last night, yesterday afternoon, and the Education Day game, the Woodpeckers started the game with consecutive doubles out of Gomez and Carrillo. Oliver stands into the right side, batting 250 on the year with a team-high 3 home runs and 10 RBIs. First pitch, a strike, and it's nothing and one. The home plate umpire is Dominic Romero, and working the bases, Perry Schwartz. The two-man crew flip-flopping from yesterday. They're in black ball caps, black polos, and dark gray pants, the umps. Out of the stretch now, Weatherly kicks, fires, and gets a high fastball by Carrillo swinging, nothing and two. The Woodpeckers have broken out the alternate reds today. Black batting helmets, a red jersey with the black numeral on the back outlined in white. The Ville scripted across the chest with black belts, gray pants, a black pinstripe down the side of the leg, and a high black sock look for Carrillo. Swinging a ground ball hit to third, and it just gets foul. Just left of that third base bag, Ricky Rivera was starting to pinwheel his arm. He thought he was going to be able to bring Kenny Gomez home. Instead, Carrillo back into the right side in an 0-2 count. Carrillo here, Cesar Hernandez, the lefty in the on-deck circle. Delmarva's wearing the home whites today. As Weatherly, new baseball in hand, sets at the chest, pitches, and spins a curve outside and missed for ball one. It's a black ball cap for the Shorebirds. That Shorebird logo on the front of the cap, a white uniform that says Shorebirds in black outlined in orange across the chest, black numerals outlined in orange on the back, the black belt with the white pant, and the black pinstripe down the side of the leg. Elevated fastball on the 1-2, the count levels on Carrillo. He drove in a run with his double yesterday, finished 1-for-4. He also struck out twice and drew a walk in 5 plate appearances. 2-2 pitch strikes him out. Down an inside curveball for Weatherly. And he tallies his first strikeout of the day. We'll go up against Cesar Hernandez here. Let's work you around that Shorebirds defense. In the outfield today from left to right is Kevin Guerrero, Brylan Tavera, and Tomas Sosa. As Weatherly sets at the chest and pitches to Cesar Hernandez misses up and outside. They will appeal on a subtle check swing, and he did not go. On the infield at third base is Angel Tejada. The shortstop is Aaron Estrada. Over at second base, Alfredo Velasquez. And the first baseman is Brian Hernandez doing the catching. That's Anudis Mordaunt. Here's a ground ball pulled left side, fielded at third by Tejada. He goes to second. Off balance, leaping throw for Velasquez towards first, not in time. Hernandez grounds into a fielder's choice that forces out Kenny Gomez at second. Now with two outs and a runner at first base in the opening inning, here comes Juan Santander. No score early on. We're just underway here in game two of the six-game series. These two will see each other again later on in the summer, all a part of a 12-game head-to-head this year. The pitch. And a fastball called strike one on Santander. He has the team high in batting average at .333. A couple of home runs on the year and nine RBIs. Carries a .949 OPS. Good figure into this AB. The pitch. Low curve. One ball and one strike on Santander. The starter, Ty Weatherly, born in Ann Arbor, Michigan, and he was a non-drafted free agent signing by the Orioles back in July of 2023, immediately following the draft. Sets just above the belt, pitches out of the stretch, and gets Santander to whiff at a breaking ball. That curve early on giving the Woodpeckers some trouble. Weatherly gets ahead, a ball and two strikes. He's making his second start of the season tonight. And appearing on the mound for the fourth time this season. A couple of times out of the bullpen. 1-2 pitch, the runner's going. The pitch is outside. A rolling throw makes it down to second and is backed up by Estrada, the shortstop. That came out of Mordaunt's hand funny, I think. He didn't have a clean grip on it. And a stolen base for Cesar Hernandez gets him into scoring position. Just like the Woodpeckers, the Shorebirds utilize the starter-reliever tandem where you'll start one game and in your next appearance you'll work out of the bullpen. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Santander looks at strike three. A fastball dotted on the high outside corner. That's the inning. The Woodpeckers get a single out of Kenny Gomez. They strand a runner Hernandez at second and do not score. We're underway tonight in Salisbury. Delmarva goes to the bat rack when we return. No score early on. The Fairfield Inn and Suites by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401, they're right near the airport and just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867.
Vamanos! Los Guerreros de Fayetteville return to the diamond in 2024. Watch the Woodpeckers transform into their Copa de la Diversión identity for three regular season games, May 11th, June 11th, and September 4th. Enjoy tasty, Latin-inspired food items from the concession stands. Mark your calendars. The first 1,000 fans through the gates on Los Guerreros kickoff night, May 11th, will receive a Guerreros bucket hat thanks to Blue Diamond Transportation. Get your tickets now for La Noche de Los Guerreros at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com.
Interested in keeping up with all things Woodpeckers? Follow the Fayetteville Woodpeckers on social media for team news, highlights, ticket information, promotions, and more. The Woodpeckers can be found on Facebook by searching Fayetteville Woodpeckers, as well as on Twitter at WoodpeckersNC and Instagram at Fayetteville Woodpeckers. You can also follow the team's all-new TikTok page at Fay Woodpeckers. For more information on how to access your favorite Carolina League team on social media, visit MILB.com/Fayetteville.
Elaine Pena gets the ball tonight for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers in the start. He goes up against left-hander Tomas Sosa to get the bottom of the first inning started. And his first pitch of the day is a strike, nothing and one. Tomas Sosa, Brylan Tavera, and then Aaron Estrada, the top three of the Shorebirds lineup card. Here's the pitch. Misses outside. A changeup, and it's 1-1. Anudis Mordaunt bats cleanup. Angel Tejada is fifth, and Alfredo Velasquez sixth. The 7-9 are Kevin Guerrero, Christian Benavides, and Brian Hernandez. This pitch fouled back towards our broadcast location and just off to the left into the club level. 1-2 on Tomas Sosa. He was the leadoff hitter yesterday and went 0-5 for the Shorebirds with a couple of strikeouts. Takes a pitch just off the outside, and it's called a ball, 2-2. Sosa stands in batting .224 on the year without a home run, two RBIs, and a .651 OPS. Next pitch, a curve on the upper inside corner, and that's called a ball. 3-2. Infield pulled around to the right side, and right as Pena gets ready to toss the pitch, a timeout called by Sosa. And here's the 3-2 home. Struck him out, high fastball, and Pena picks up the K to start his night. Brings Brylan Tavera to the plate. Defensively for the Woodpeckers today, Alejandro Nunez is in left. Cesar Hernandez gets the start in center, and Kenny Gomez patrols right. On the infield, Anthony Sherwin is at third, across the diamond, Oliver Carrillo at first. Alberto Hernandez is the shortstop, Wander Luciano the second baseman, and Fernando Caldera straps the gear on today. He'll do the catching. Fayetteville gives Will Bush the night off after he caught yesterday's day game. 0-1 pitch cuts into Tavera, breaking ball, and it's called a strike, 0-2. Tavera batting .159 on the year without a home run on the season and two RBIs. Pena locks the target. The pitch is called strike three, and Tavera just stood and watched. He takes all three strikes, and it brings up Aaron Estrada. Two outs, two strikeouts for Pena tonight. He comes in with some of the best numbers in the Woodpeckers staff. He doesn't quite have enough innings entering tonight to be qualifying for the ERA leaderboard, but he has a 1-0 record and a 1.20 ERA across four games. Today is his fifth with his third start. He delivers strike one to the lefty Aaron Estrada, and it's 0-1. Next pitch drifts outside, 1-1. Pena up to 25 strikeouts on the year over his 15 2/3. And he's only issued 5 walks as well. So he is a strike thrower, not going to blow you away with high velocity, but his pitches move as a ground ball is pulled right side. Circling behind it, Luciano. Quick hesitation before the throw. He gets it over there. And it's a 1-2-3 inning for Elaine Pena out of the gates tonight. We're through one in Salisbury. Scoreless between the Woodpeckers and the Shorebirds.
There's no better place to spend your Thursday nights in the Ville than Segra Stadium this Woodpecker season. Quench your thirst on Thirsty Thursdays every Thursday home game with $4 16-ounce brews and $2 Pepsi products all night long. Head to the ballpark early for live music on select Thursday nights beginning at 5 p.m. at Healy's Bar. Start your weekend early all summer long at Segra Stadium's Thirsty Thursday, presented by Rock 103 FM. Visit FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com for more details.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
One inning in the books tonight in Salisbury. Scoreless between the Woodpeckers and the Shorebirds. We appreciate you being with us on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network, live on the road. This game also available in HD video quality by subscribing to MILB.TV, where you'll get the voice of the Shorebirds, Mitchell Speltz, in their in-house feed. Right-hander Juaner Luciano leads it off for the Woodpeckers. Luciano, Sherwin, and Nunez here, the 5-6 and 7 against Ty Weatherly in his second inning of work. The first pitch home is swung on and lifted way up into the air, shallow left field. Estrada drifts out from short, the third baseman making the call, and Tejada is the one to put it away. Tejada and Estrada nearly colliding on that high pop-up. It looked for a while that Estrada would make the catch, the shortstop, but it was the third baseman making the last second call. And a pop out to the left side leads off the inning. Here's Anthony Sherwin batting left. Infield, outfield straight up against him. The first pitch, a fastball for a strike. 93 miles per hour, the pitch velo for Ty Weatherly. Here's the 0-1. Sherwin scoots out of the way of an inside slider. One ball and one strike. Sherwin off a two-hit day yesterday. He went two for three, with a walk across four plate appearances. The 1-1, high and outside. Two balls and a strike. Not nearly as gusty tonight as it was yesterday. The wind was whipping all game long. Flag in center field blowing a little bit, but it was darting heavy towards center field yesterday, and it was swirling at points. We were getting gusts up here in the press box. The pop flies in foul territory were getting blown back into fair territory. It was an interesting ball game as the 2-2 comes home, and Sherwin strikes out. He gave him the big hook. Curveball dropping in and picking up the third strikeout of the day for Ty Weatherly. With two outs, the bases clear. Here comes Alejandro Nunez. Nunez batting from the left side. He's a 298 hitter, just recently ducked below the 300 mark. First pitch to him, swung on and missed. Again, an 86 mile per hour changeup just off that low outside corner. Still has the 804 OPS without a home run this year, three RBIs. The 0-1 home. Swings at a high fastball at 92.4 miles an hour, and it's nothing and two. We've got the exact data up in the booth here tonight with us, so we can give you those speed readings. Trying for a 1-2-3 inning. Weatherly throws, and right as he started to come down the mound, he stumbled and lost the ball. It looked like his spike on his left foot got caught. And it will be ruled an automatic ball by dropping the ball and not delivering home. It's considered an illegal pitch, and it'll be ball one on Nunez. Here's the wind in the 1-2. Nunez taps it foul behind home plate. You know, the 15 home runs that the Woodpeckers have hit this year, I've been struck by 11 different players, but Nunez is one of those guys still looking for the long ball. It's only 309 down the left and right field lines here at Purdue Stadium. So if you pull it directly down one of those foul lines, you have a chance to get it out of here. That's what Ochoa did yesterday in left field, and Hernandez pulled it over the right field wall. 400 to dead center. Nunez still behind 1-2. The next pitch is off the plate outside. Two balls and two strikes. Stadium lights have flicked on here in Salisbury. The diamond is shaded. There's just a little bit of setting sun still on that center field wall. 2-2 home, and Nunez looks at a backdoor slider right down the middle of the plate. Wasn't ready for that pitch, and a strikeout for Weatherly caps a 1-2-3 top of the second. We're going home half. No score early on between the Woodpeckers and the Shorebirds on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. H&H Homes, one of the largest home builders in North and South Carolina, based out of Fayetteville and a proud partner of the Woodpeckers. With over 30 neighborhoods to choose from, ranging from the 160s to the mid-300s, discover why over 7,000 families have decided to call an H&H home home since 1992. Don't wait to learn more. Visit them online at hhhomes.com or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. H&H Homes, building homes with more livability, more sustainability, and more value.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of Black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
For the early-to-rise road trippers, the late-night truck drivers, or even the bucket-list-checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
No score in the bottom of the second inning. Shorebirds come to bat. Anudis Mordaunt leads it off and takes the first pitch off the inside part of the plate from Alain Pena for ball one. Pena struck out two, retired the Shorebirds in order in the bottom of the first, and delivers a strike here on a breaking ball. It's 1-1. Mordaunt, Tejada, and Velasquez, the 4, 5, and 6, middle three of the order against the Fayetteville starter. 1-1 home, draws a check swing, called a strike. I'm not sure if that was based on location or if they determined he swung. It looked like he broke the plane. So 1-2 count on Mordaunt. Alain Pena making his third start and fifth appearance of the year for the Woodpeckers. The ERA is pristine, near a 1.1. 1.13 to be exact after his scoreless first inning. Pitch missed outside, and I guess they nick it, and I think he might have barely nicked it with the bat. So 1-2 remains on Mordaunt. Second baseman Luciano shifted over towards the middle. First baseman Carrillo off the line. The next pitch, check swing on one in the dirt. They appeal, and he did not go, says base umpire Perry Schwartz. We mentioned it right at the end of the first inning, but Pena doesn't throw exceptionally hard. That fastball's around 90 or 91, but all of his stuff is moving. He has a curve, change, a slider, and a cut fastball, which he'll use often. 2-2 is swung on and pulled in the air out to left. Nunez takes a couple of steps forward, camps underneath, makes the grab, and Mordaunt is retired. So Pena's retired the first four batters he's seen tonight. Here's Angel Tejada batting from the right side. Slightly open stance, a little bend in the knees, and here's the first one home. There's the cut fastball, working around the front door and into the zone. Nothing in one. Tejada batting 220 on the season. No home runs and an RBI. He swings and sends a high fly out into fairly deep center field. Cesar Hernandez tracks to his right, makes the catch in the left center field alleyway. And Tejada flies out for the second out. Now it is Alfredo Velasquez. The Woodpecker outfield getting some reps here in the second. Velasquez stands in batting 234 on the year with no home runs and four RBIs. Originally from Venezuela. Backs out of the way of an inside fastball for ball one. Only one hit in our ball game so far. It was a leadoff single by Kenny Gomez in the top of the first. Next pitch, the cut fastball on the low inside corner, and it's called strike one. 1-1 tapped foul behind the plate. Alain Peña just recently turned 21 years old. He celebrated a birthday back on April 10th. So a big birthday for him. And he's coming off a 3 2/3 scoreless innings at home against Down East. That was on the 25th. He pitched last Thursday out of the bullpen. 1-2 pitch. He gets the strikeout. Velasquez chased the curve down and outside. And it's another 1-2-3 inning for Peña. He has set down all six Shorebirds face tonight. And we head to the third. No score when the Woodpeckers and Shorebirds continues in a moment.
As the Shorebirds and Pro Hang Up is over, we'd like to honor and recognize our hometown hero.
Finally, a business journal for Fayetteville. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal gives business people actionable intelligence, information that leads to more sales, more perspective on the region, and better decisions about growing your organization and your career. Check out the website at bizfayetteville.com and subscribe today. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal. Read your way to success.
The Force is strong in downtown Fayetteville. Star Wars Night returns to Segra Stadium Friday, May 31st, as our Woodpeckers take on the Augusta Green Jackets in a galaxy far, far away. Whether you're a Jedi or a Sith, dress up as your favorite characters and enjoy a baseball battle. The Woodpeckers will suit up in their Star Wars-themed uniforms and stick around for post-game fireworks presented by Q98 after the game. Star Wars Night, Friday, May 31st. First pitch at 7:05. For more details and tickets, go to FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com.
The Bird's Nest Team Store is the place to pick up merchandise for your favorite Carolina League team. Located next to the front gates at Segra Stadium, the Bird's Nest has a wide selection of Woodpeckers team gear, from hats and t-shirts to commemorative baseballs and bats. Can't make it to the team store? Check us out online at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com to shop for all merchandise. Again, that's FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com.
No score after two innings tonight in Salisbury. Alberto Hernandez leads it off for the Woodpeckers, and on the first pitch from righty Ty Weatherly, takes it up high for ball one. Hernandez, Caldera, and then the top of the order, Kenny Gomez, the 8-9-1 here. Weatherly out of the wind, deals, missed inside with a slider. Two balls and no strikes. Woodpeckers have one hit through two innings. That was a Kenny Gomez single that started the game. 2-0 home. Hernandez swings and fouls it into a sweep. Two balls and one strike. Hernandez has seen the batting average dip down to 140. He still has an on-base percentage in the 300s because he draws a lot of walks. Takes a slider here, and the count levels at 2-2. He got the day off from yesterday's game, so makes his series debut here. The 2-2 pitch swung on and dumped into the screen. A foul ball that keeps the count level. Hernandez defensively playing over at shortstop today. The Woodpeckers are giving Chase Jaworski the day off from the middle infield. 2-2 pitch, soft swing, tapper back to the mound. It's picked up by Weatherly, and a routine throw over to first to get Hernandez. There's one away. Now the catcher, Fernando Caldera. Caldera batting from the right side. He has a wide stance, his back foot all the way at the back chalk, his front foot all the way towards the front of the box. He almost spans the entire batter's box with that wide stance. Sits back and takes a first pitch curveball for strike one. Infield, outfield, play him straight up. The 0-1 home. Fastball taken for strike two. On the outside edge at 92 miles an hour. Caldera, the third catcher on the roster, just a 118 hitter to start the year without a home run, couple of RBIs. Breaking ball sweeps to the outside, it missed, 1-2. Caldera also had the day off yesterday, so takes his first at bat of the road trip here. The 1-2 pitch went back to that breaking ball and it missed outside again. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Caldera played in a couple of games last week at home against Down East, but he didn't come up with a hit. He went a combined 0 for 6 with a pair of walks. Here's the 2-2. He swings and loops it foul behind home plate and onto the roof of Purdue Stadium. The 2-2 home. A check swing. Caldera, he did go around. It looked like he broke the plane. The pitch was also right on that low inside corner. And he's the second strikeout, or second out of the inning, the fifth strikeout already for Weatherly, first time through the order. So 9 batters through. Weatherly only allowed 2 guys to reach so far. One of those is on fielder's choice. Only gives up 1 hit to this guy. Kenny Gomez stands in for his second time. He swings and fouls it backwards. So Kenny with that single out to his 7-game hitting streak. That ties Juan Santander for the longest active on the team right now. But Gomez already has a 9-game hitting streak and now the 7-game streak, and he made it a stretch of 16 hits over a 17-game span. Quickly down after a swing at a high pitch. Here's the 0-2. It's elevated. A fastball missed at 92 miles an hour. Bases empty, 2 outs, no score. We're in the top of the third as Weatherly pitches. And Gomez looks at strike 3, a curveball right down the chute. Weatherly has that off-speed working for him, and he has K'd 6 Woodpeckers through 3 scoreless. We're on to the bottom of the inning. No score. Woodpeckers and Shorebirds continues after this.
But tonight, we're going to bring Sherman up here, so if you want a free frisbee, now is the time to make some noise, folks.
Hi, I'm Trenton Reed, owner of the Dogwood Realty Group, and this is where your dreams find a home. Our dedicated team offers personalized solutions for every client, whether buying or selling. From cozy condos to spacious estates, we're here to make sure your real estate journey is seamless. Need to sell fast? Our innovative strategies ensure results in record time. Explore homes virtually on our user-friendly website, Real Estate Made Easy. Join families who've entrusted us. Contact Dogwood Realty Group today at 910-920-0323. Dogwood Realty Group. Faith, family, real estate.
Calling all pups! Wagon Wednesdays are your chance to enjoy some baseball with your furry friends at the ballpark. All dogs are welcome inside Sigma Stadium during Wednesday night home games throughout the season. Dog admission is just $1 with proof of up-to-date vaccination record. Leash required while in the park. Fetch a great deal with Wagon Wednesdays, presented by News Talk 640 WFNC. Visit FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com for more details.
Pitching the main story tonight. Both starters have put up zeros so far in this one. Elaine Pena enters his third inning of work against the 7, 8, and 9 of the Shorebirds order. First pitch to Kevin Guerrero. He goes changeup and fades one in there for a strike. It's nothing and one. Guerrero, Benavides, and then Hernandez in the bottom three of the lineup card. Here's a bouncing ball past the mound. Ranging over from short is Hernandez. Gloves offset his hip and throws to first in time to Carrillo. Carrillo had to stretch and make a backhanded stab at it, but just kept that right toe on the bag. And a nice play by Hernandez to make that running throw. Here is Christian Benavides, who was added to the roster today. He's originally from Venezuela And the first pitch to him, a curve low and outside for ball one. Lane Pena's retired, all seven batters that he has faced thus far. Here's the kick in the 1-0. A check swing, it was a low pitch, but he went through. And a swinging strike for Benavides. Now Benavides, pardon me, and it's 1-1. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Low and outside, and that missed the zone by a whole lot. Two balls and one strike. Sunlight's all gone from the diamond. Benavides DHing today in his series debut. Pena winds, kicks, pitches. Misses inside, and it is 3-1. We mentioned the limitation of walks this year for Pena. That's something that he has really excelled with. Only five walks given up all year over a stretch of 17 and a third innings. And here's a pitch right at the top of the zone, called strike two on Benavides. Now a full count. He gave up a pair of walks his last time out. That equaled a season high for him. But he also struck out six, which tied a season high as well. The 3-2 payoff. Down and outside, they will check the swing, and he did not go. Base umpire Perry Swartz says he held, and it did look like he held the hands. He only went about 30% of the way, I'd say. And Benavides ends at first base with a walk, and the Shorebirds have their first base runner of the night. Now, Brian Hernandez. Hernandez batting from the left side, takes the first pitch low and in, and it's 1-0. Hernandez is playing in his eighth game of the season today. He only has two hits in his first 23 at-bats. Pitch is low, two balls and no strikes. One of his hits for extra base is a double. And he has driven in three on the year despite just the two base hits. A walk and seven strikeouts over those trips. Swings here at a 2-0 breaker. This is the changeup, I think, from Pena, and it's two balls and a strike. Hernandez, the final batter of the nine to see Pena. Tomas Sosa standing on deck. Runner leads off of first. The 2-1 home is fouled to the plate. They got a piece of Hernandez's foot. And the count stays level. Two balls, or goes level, should say. Two balls and two strikes. Brian Hernandez, originally from La Vega in the Dominican Republic. Third baseman Sherwin way off of the line, closer towards short. There's a backdoor breaking ball that drops in for strike three. So Hernandez goes down looking, first time through the order. Elaine Pena has struck out four and issued the one walk. No hits given up, and here's the second look at Tomas Sosa as the Delmarva lineup tries to adjust. They've had their hit struggles this year. And the first pitch is wrapped foul and a one-hopper towards that Fayetteville dugout. That sends a couple of guys ducking for cover. When you look at the head-to-head comparison entering this game, Delmarva batting just a combined 195 as a team. That's the worst figure in the league. They're last and on base, slugging an OPS as well. Fayetteville right around the top five, tied for fourth in average. Pitch swung on and missed. You do see a lot of teams, though, this year, about 60-70% of the league, they're right around 230 or below combined batting average-wise. So there's been a lot of struggling lineups across the entire Carolina League this year. Team hitting the best out of the gates has been Fredericksburg. The Woodpeckers saw them on the road a couple of weeks ago. And their top few hitters are some of the top batting average guys in the league this year. They did recently promote Brandon Pimentel, though. An 0-2 pitch is outside. Caldera fires down to second with the runner moving. And Benavides slides in safely. A stolen bag. So Benavides tries to help out Sosa at the plate, gets into scoring position. And with something to the outfield, Delmarva could open the scoring today. Sosa struck out his first time around. Pena steps off here and uses a disengagement. Resets that pitch clock to 18 with the runner on base. Down to the belt, Pena checks second base, fires. And missed outside. He crossed up his catcher a little bit. Caldera couldn't hold it. And the runner goes to third. Well, yeah, Caldera's going to go out to the mound here because whatever that pitch was, he was not expecting it. Caldera, the way he stabbed that baseball, it looked like he was expecting maybe a fastball somewhere up high, and he got off speed. He tried to poke at the baseball, but off a backhanded stab, couldn't secure it. They'll assess a pass ball against Caldera that allows Benavides to get to third base. So Sosa now in a 2-2 count. Pena kicks, pitches. Breaking ball tapped foul at the plate. And it's 2-2. Sosa's been in the leadoff role this week. He only has two RBIs on the season, a chance to add to that total. With Benavides leading off the line, a changeup missed outside by quite a bit, foot or so. And it's a full count now, 3-2. If Sosa reaches, it's Brylan Tavera, the righty standing in the on-deck circle. Here's the payoff. And he got him with a breaking ball. Strike three swinging. Sosa cuts through the Pena curve, and Elaine leaves the runner down at third base, puts up his third scoreless inning of work tonight. And we're on to the fourth. No score between the Woodpeckers and the Shorebirds on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Fairfield Inn & Suites by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401. They're right near the airport and just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867.
Vamanos! Los Guerreros de Fayetteville return to the diamond in 2024. Watch the Woodpeckers transform into their Copa de la Diversión identity for three regular season games, May 11th, June 11th, and September 4th. Enjoy tasty, Latin-inspired food items from the concession stands. Mark your calendars. The first 1,000 fans through the gates on Los Guerreros kickoff night, May 11th, will receive a Guerreros bucket hat thanks to Blue Diamond Transportation. Get your tickets now for La Noche de Los Guerreros at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com.
At the top of the fourth inning, no score through the first three tonight. Oliver Carrillo leads it off for the Woodpeckers from the two spot. And on the first pitch, Ty Weatherly misses up high with a fastball, 1-0. Carrillo, Cesar Hernandez, and then Juan Santander, the second time through the lineup card here. And the 1-0 is up high. He has to duck under a curve that got away. Two balls and no strikes on Carrillo. Oliver with the RBI double in his first at-bat yesterday, but still his only hit of the series. He's a combined 1-for-5. Takes a big cut here and bounces it foul towards Woodpecker manager Ricky Rivera. Ricky coaches third. Across the diamond is development coach Jeff Calhoun. First year with the Astros after coaching at Campbell University last year. 2-1 pitch, and Carrillo takes a breaking ball for a strike. 2-2. Three homers leads the team. 10 RBIs on the year for Carrillo. The 2-2 home checks his swing. They appeal up the line, and it was close, but he did not go. Full count on Oliver. His third home run of the year was a loud one. Last week at home, he hit a 98-mile-per-hour fastball off the batter's eye in center that had an estimated distance of 423. 3-2 pitch is lifted off to the right side, drifting towards the stands and foul. That 423-foot homer, it stands as the longest this year. Passed up Zach Daniels and Wander Luciano, who had 417-foot home runs. Here's a curve that's tipped and held onto by Mordan behind the plate. And Carrillo strikes out. So here's Cesar Hernandez batting for the second time from the left side. He rolled into a fielder's choice his first time up and takes a swing at an outside changeup here for strike one. Big K numbers tonight for Ty Weatherly. He has now set a season high with 7 strikeouts. He struck out 6 on April 18th. That was on the road against Down East. Tapped foul behind home, and he gets ahead of Hernandez, 0-2. Here's a high chopper towards the middle, fielded by Estrada. Zips a throw to first, and it's in time. Bang, bang play at first. A big high hopper that springboarded off the dirt right in front of home plate. Estrada had to dance around that second base bag to bring it in, and he completes the play with a running throw. So two quick outs, a defensive gem by Estrada, and here comes Juan Santander. Infield, outfield play. Santander straight up. Here's the first pitch, and he leans out of the way of a high inside a cutter there, it looked like. Delivers a strike, now 1-1. Ty Weatherly is a product of Ball State University. The 1-1. Hit hard on the ground to Estrada. Shortstop busy this inning. He steps and throws to first, and that's a 1-2-3 frame for Ty Weatherly. He's rolling tonight, 4 scoreless. A couple of ground outs by way of the shortstop and a season-high 7 strikeout in the inning. We go to the bottom of the fourth. No score between the Woodpeckers and the Shorebirds here in Game 2 of this 6-game series.
There's no better place to spend your Thursday nights in the Ville than Segra Stadium this Woodpecker season. Quench your thirst on Thirsty Thursdays every Thursday home game with $4 16-ounce brews and $2 Pepsi products all night long. Head to the ballpark early for live music on select Thursday nights beginning at 5 p.m. at Healy's Bar. Start your weekend early all summer long at Segra Stadium's Thirsty Thursday, presented by Rock 103 FM. Visit FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com for more details.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Things are gonna be easier. Ooh, child, things will be brighter. Someday, yeah, put it together and we'll get it undone. Someday, yeah. Someday, yeah, we'll walk in the rays of our beautiful sun. Someday.
Yeah.
Brylan Tavera is the Shorebirds' leadoff man in the bottom of the fourth inning. He leads off from the two spot of the lineup. And Elaine Pena continues to work out there in his fourth inning. Three scoreless for Pena. This ball game is scoreless and has only seen one hit so far. The first pitch called a strike on that inside half to Tavera, 0-1. It was a Kenny Gomez single in the very first at bat of the game, but that is all. Here's the wind in the 0-1. Front door breaking ball, and it's called a strike. That's the big bender for Pena. Got a little twitch in the knee out of Tavera on that curve as well. Pena's really been spinning it tonight. He's using the combination of the big off speed with the cut fastball as well. The 0-2 breaking ball lifted on the infield. Sherwin drifting in from third towards the mound. He does not have it. It's in and out of his glove. It looked like it was going to be an easy catch for him. And it'll go as an E5. It hit him right in the webbing. So the Woodpeckers, who did not commit an error in yesterday's game, commit their first of the series. And in a low-scoring game like this tonight, all base runners will be of high value. Aaron Estrada is now in, and the first pitch hits him. Pena, always in control of his stuff, uncorks one, and it hits Estrada in the right shoulder, sends him down to first. So an E5 and an HBP put two Shorebirds on with nobody out. Well, this is self-inflicted now. An E5 drop pop-up, the hit batter. And it sets up Anudis Mordaunt in a prime opportunity from the cleanup spot to open the scoring tonight. First pitch. He swings and rips a line drive out of the left field. It's down in front of Nunez. Stop sign at third for Tavera. First Shorebirds hit of the night has loaded up the bases. So it went from smooth sailing for Elaine Pena through three innings to a real traffic jam now. Bases loaded, nobody out. In a scoreless game, and Angel Tejada standing in the right side. First pitch. Curveball called strike one. Tejada with just one RBI on the year. Hits with three Shorebirds on the bases now. Tavera at third. Estrada stands at second. Mordaunt off of first. Pena straightens up and throws the 0-1. Swing and a miss on a curve. And Pena gets ahead. Where Lane has really excelled this year, though, is in these spots. Runners in scoring position. Opposing hitters batting just 0-63 against Pena when runners are in scoring position. The 0-2. Here's a bouncing ball through the left side, and that's out into center field. Tavera's home. Estrada circles around. He scores. Down to second, Tejada with a two-run double. Two nothing Shorebirds. One of those will be unearned against Pena. Mordaunt gets to third. Tejada down to second with what is officially scored as a double. And with still nobody out, Alfredo Velasquez in the right side. The force is off, and now the Fayetteville infield plays shallow. Everybody on the cut of the grass. First pitch tapped at the plate, foul. And it's nothing in one. Nothing and one on Alfredo Velasquez, who struck out his first time up, swings away and fouls the pitch off his foot here. And he's quickly down, nothing and two. The Pena really been cruising along, and runs into some trouble now. There's nobody up and throwing in the Fayetteville pen just yet, but the relievers are starting to move around. There's some guys swinging their arms, dancing. Here's a ground ball to short, fielded by Hernandez. Looks the runner back to third, throws to first, and retires Velasquez. That's why you play the infield in. They hold the runners. And now it's Kevin Guerrero. Threat still on. The Fayetteville infield will remain shallow. Kevin Guerrero grounded out to short his first time around. Hits with runners at second and third here. First pitch gets a swing and missed. 0-1. 4 straight batters reaching base to start the inning. An E5 and then a hit batter followed by a single and a 2-run double. The 0-1. Slider moving outside, and it's 1-1 on Guerrero. Guerrero went 1-for-4 yesterday, now 1-for-5 in the series. The 1-1 pitch swings late on an inside. Might have been a changeup there for Peña. Looked like it had a little bit of cut to it. Wasn't quite as fast as his standard cutter, though. One ball and 2 strikes on Guerrero. Old Fayetteville infield still playing shallow with Mordan at third and Tejada at second base. The 1-2 pitch, a swing and a fly out into right. Fairly shallow. Gomez lining it up, makes the catch behind the ball. The runner's tagging. No, he puts the brakes on, and the throw towards the plate cut off near the dirt by Carrillo. Too shallow for Guerrero to get the run in. And Bordon stays at third. Now it's Christian Benavides. Benavides in his Shorebirds debut, coming up in a big spot here. He walked in the third inning. Hits with 2 in scoring position now. First pitch, a high cutter, called a strike right at the top of the zone. 0-1. Chance to make an impact on his new team. Earn the love of his new teammates, and a curve gets the swing and miss. I think if Peña can get out of this with just the 2 runs, he may consider it a small victory. He had bases loaded and nobody out. A strike away from getting back to the dugout and completing 4 innings. The pitch bounced right back towards the mound. Peña has it at his chest. He runs towards first, flicks the throw to first base, and that's the inning. Delmarva scores a pair. 2-run double from Angel Tejada has given them their first lead of the night, first lead of this series. And the Woodpeckers trail 2-0 when we come back for the top of the 5th on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Fireworks Fridays are back at Segra Stadium all summer long. After every Friday home game, the Woodpeckers will light up the downtown sky with fireworks presented by Q98. 14 big shows are scheduled during 2024, including our July 3rd mega show and fan appreciation night to close the year on Sunday, September 8th. The Friday fun doesn't stop there. Come on out for our featured theme nights. 80 Deuces Night, May 10th. It's Star Wars Night, May 31st, and Video Game Night, June 21st. For more information on our 2024 promotions, please visit FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Maurer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
We're into the top of the fifth inning. The Woodpeckers trail for the first time tonight, 2-0. Delmarva goes to their bullpen as well, and Wander Luciano leads off against right-hander Blake Money on an 0-1 curve. He cuts through it, and he's quickly down, nothing and two. So Wander Luciano here, followed by Anthony Sherwin and Alejandro Nunez, the 5, 6, and 7 of the order. Money winds, kicks, pitches. The 0-2 misses low. Money comes in behind Ty Weatherly, who went four scoreless and set a new season high tonight with seven strikeouts. He only gave up one hit, a Kenny Gomez single. And here comes the wind in the 1-2. Luciano swings, hits a line shot by Tejada that rolls down the left field line. It's cut off before the dirt by Guerrero. Luciano going to second. A throw arrives off the bag, and Luciano slides in time. A double for Luciano to lead off the fifth. And the Woodpeckers trying to go to work against that bullpen now. So now it's Anthony Sherwin. Sherwin 0-for-1 with a strikeout against Weatherly in the second inning. Swings and breaks his bat here. Soft liner over the leaping glove of Velasquez at second and out into short right field. Luciano gets to third. And Anthony Sherwin picks up his first hit tonight, third hit in his last two games. So they're at the corners, back-to-back hits for Fayetteville against the oncoming reliever Blake Money. Alejandro Nunez now from the left side, ready for the pitch. He swings and wraps it foul towards his own dugout. Money pitching in his fifth game of the year and second out of the bullpen. He's 0-1 this year with a 5.06 ERA. 21 strikeouts, 4 walks over 16 innings of work. 0-1 fastball missed high. 93-mile-per-hour pitch from Money. And it's 1-1. The set, the offer. And Nunez takes a strike. Money debuted last year in the Florida Complex League and also had a quick taste of Carolina League ball. He pitched in 5 games for the Shorebirds in 23. Struck out 8 over 8 innings, returns to the team this year, and has taken on a kind of a tandem role where he starts as well. Here's a fly, left side, fairly short. Guerrero lines it up, makes the catch, and they'll hold Luciano at third. That fly ball not deep enough to bring in Luciano, and there's one out off the Nunez fly ball.
Now, buddy, that's shortstop.
So as Fayetteville looks to get a run back or two, Alberto Hernandez stands in. The 8 hitter batting from the right side. Hernandez 0-for-1 with a tapper back to the mound. High fastball here sends him leaning back at the waist, and it's 1-0. Luciano at third, Sherwin down at first. 1-0 pitch down and inside. Fayetteville had a season-high 7 extra base hits yesterday as a team. Luciano's double the first tonight. Here's the pitch home, and a good curveball bends into the zone. Called strike. It's 2-2 on Hernandez. Money, the 22-year-old righty, born in Sarasota, Florida. and drafted in the 12th round last year out of LSU, the Tigers program. 2-1, swinging strike. 2-1 count, I suppose. It wasn't two strikes on Hernandez. That was the 2-1 pitch. So two balls and two strikes now on Alberto. Woodpeckers want to run. They're going to ask for it out of the bottom of their lineup. 2-2 pitch. A breaking ball got him swinging. Hernandez chased to the outside. And Blake Money, after giving up the two hits and base runners, is starting to settle in. Here's Fernando Caldera. Caldera struck out looking his first time around. We'll need to be aggressive here with two outs, runners at the corners. Middle infield press back, corners straight up as the first pitch, a curve, front doors him. Good pitch. All right, the knee level of the strike zone, started at the hip, broke towards the bottom. Here's the 0-1. Low fastball, and it's 1-1 on Caldera. Luciano off of third, Sherwin off of first. The 1-1. Caldera takes down in the dirt. Blake Money, Florida-born, but he went to high school in Tennessee. He attended Summit High School in Spring Hill, Tennessee, and then went south to the Bayou for his college years. See a lot of LSU guys scattered around the Carolina League. 2-1 pitch. And an inside curve called a strike right on that inside border. Two balls and two strikes. Gavin Dugas comes to mind, who we just saw out of the LSU program up with the Frednats, a sixth-round pick. They had a lot of pro ball players come out of that program last year. 2-2 home. Caldera swings, hits a line shot up the middle. It's out into center field. Velasquez couldn't get it with a dive. Luciano comes home. And at the bottom of the lineup, Fernando Caldera comes through, his third RBI of the year. And it's now a 2-1 game. The Woodpeckers get one back. So an RBI single that gets Kenny Gomez up to the plate. Runners at first and second with two outs. The pitch from Money, called strike. Nothing and one. Gomez singled to start the game, struck out looking in the third. Here's the 0-1 pitch. He takes downstairs. One ball and one strike on Gomez. The next pitch on a line out into left field, and it stays up long enough for Guerrero. He makes the catch. The Woodpeckers strand a couple, but they wind up cashing in against Blake Money, an RBI single from Fernando Caldera. And we go to the bottom of the fifth. Halfway through it tonight, Shorebirds up front, 2-1. Fairfield Inn & Suites by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401, they're right near the airport and just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867.
The
Vámonos, Los Guerreros de Fayetteville return to the Diamond in 2024. Watch the Woodpeckers transform into their Copa de la Diversión identity for three regular season games, May 11th, June 11th, and September 4th. Enjoy tasty, Latin-inspired food items from the concession stands. Mark your calendars. The first 1,000 fans through the gates on Los Guerreros kickoff night, May 11th, will receive a Guerreros bucket hat thanks to Blue Diamond Transportation. Get your tickets now for La Noche de los Guerreros at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com.
Interested in keeping up with all things Woodpeckers? Follow the Fayetteville Woodpeckers on social media for team news, highlights, ticket information, promotions, and more. The Woodpeckers can be found on Facebook by searching Fayetteville Woodpeckers, as well as on Twitter at WoodpeckersNC and Instagram at Fayetteville Woodpeckers. You can also follow the team's all-new TikTok page at Fay Woodpeckers. For more information on how to access your favorite Carolina League team on social media, visit MILB.com/Fayetteville.
DJ Manny, fresh. Yeah, fresh.
Fayetteville grabs a run back in the top of the fifth. It's a 2-1 Shorebirds lead, and Brian Hernandez leads off the inning from the nine spot. He takes up and outside from Elaine Pena for ball one. Pena has a chance here to make it a season-long day if he can get one more out. Here's the pitch, and he delivers a strike. 1-1. He's gone four innings three times now, but he has not recorded an out in the fifth inning of a start to this stage. 1-1 home. Hernandez swings off the end of the bat, a grounder towards the middle, fielded on the shortstop side, a second by Hernandez, and the throw to first is in time. Alberto Hernandez throws out Brian Hernandez. Now a season-long day of 4 1/3 for Elaine Pena. And got to keep an eye on that pitch count as well, which is in a good spot for him. Tomas Sosa now from the left side, top of the Shorebirds lineup. A third time through the order, and the first pitch outside, ball one. Pena to this point has only thrown 66 pitches. He'll be capped around 75. So he has a realistic chance if he can get a couple of quick outs here to make it through five innings. Pitch fouled away. Sosa has struck out in both at-bats tonight against Pena. See if he can solve them this time around. The 1-1 misses outside. Two balls and a strike. Pena's walked one, struck out five at this point of the night. Cuts a fastball inside, and it's 3-1. That might have actually been the changeup there for Pena, only around 82 miles an hour. Now the 3-1. A swing and a pop fly back towards the press box area and down into the stands. And the kid made a nice catch with a glove right off of the ricochet. He speared it out of the air. Nice grab, young fella. Three balls and two strikes. Here's the pitch to Sosa. It misses outside, and Pena issues his second walk of the day. See where that leaves him with the Woodpecker dugout. He's at about 71 pitches right now, and Ricky Rivera, Zach Wilkins will have to come to a decision. And it looks like they're going to let him stay in and face Tavera. Lead off a first for Sosa, board for the first time today. First pitch taken for a strike. This is not the most pitches that Pena has thrown in a game this year. He threw 78 on the road in Fredericksburg a couple of weeks ago. 0-1 popped up towards the first base dugout, over the dugout and into the seats. Nothing and two. He gets ahead of Braylon Tavera. I think a pitcher always appreciates that when he's up against that max, and It's decision time for the manager, and he lets him stay out there and pitch to one more batter. Runners going. The pitch is high. Throw down from Caldera. One hopper that skips into center field. Sosa gets to his feet. He's running to third. And he gets in on the error. So Sosa, he's got some speed. He hadn't been on base today, but the moment he does, he gets off and going. He'll be given the stolen base of second, and then an E2 throwing error by Caldera on the low one hopper gets him to third. That's the second error today for Fayetteville. They were perfect yesterday defensively. Now 1-2 count with a runner at third base for Tavera. The pitch. Got a swing and miss on the hook. And that is strike three. That was a two-strike pitch to Tavera. And right as Pena completes that AB, Ricky Rivera will go to the bullpen. So it's time for the Woodpeckers to make a pitching change. Pena goes 4 2/3. As of right now, the two runs, one earned to his line, but a runner to his responsibility left at third base. New pitcher coming on looks to be Ben Petschke. We'll tell you about him when we come back. You're tuned in to Woodpecker Baseball on the Road. Shorebirds leading 2-1. H&H Homes, one of the largest home builders in North and South Carolina, based out of Fayetteville and a proud partner of the Woodpeckers, with over 30 neighborhoods to choose from, ranging from the 160s to the mid-300s. Discover why over 7,000 families have decided to call an H&H home home since 1992. Don't wait to learn more. Visit them online at hhhomes.com or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. H&H Homes, building homes with more livability, more sustainability, and more value.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of Black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game and a tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
The Woodpeckers turn to Ben Petschke out of the bullpen, trying to get the final out of the fifth with a runner at third. Aaron Estrada in a 1-0 count. He swings away here and lifts a fly towards left field and out of play. Onto that grassy berm area, and it's a 1-1 count. Pena goes a season-long 4 2/3 innings before he runs up against that 75-pitch cap. Trying to keep it at two runs, one earned today, but he has Sosa to his responsibility at third base. There's a changeup from Petschke. Gets the swing and miss out of Estrada. Petschke, the Pittsburgh native, is pitching for his sixth time on the year. He has a 9.35 ERA over 8 2/3 innings. The pitch is low and away, 2-2. Nine earned runs, 13 total given up over that stretch. He's walked 8, struck out 5, but the Woodpeckers really just need one out from him here. 2-2 set and pitch home. Swung on and fouled backward onto the roof. Here's the 2-2. Swinging a grounder pulled to first, fielded behind the bag by Carrillo. He takes it there himself, and the inning is over. Petschke does his job. He strands the runner at third base, gets the final out. And we have completed 5 today in Maryland. It's the Shorebirds leading by a slim margin. 2-1 our score as we head to the top of the sixth on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. business journal for Fayetteville. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal gives business people actionable intelligence, information that leads to more sales, more perspective on the region, and better decisions about growing your organization and your career. Check out the website at bizfayetteville.com and subscribe today. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal. Read your way to success.
The Force is strong in downtown Fayetteville. Star Wars Night returns to Segra Stadium Friday, May 31st, as our Woodpeckers take on the Augusta Green Jackets in a galaxy far, far away. Whether you're a Jedi or a Sith, dress up as your favorite characters and enjoy a baseball battle. The Woodpeckers will suit up in their Star Wars-themed uniforms and stick around for post-game fireworks presented by Q98 after the game. Star Wars Night, Friday, May 31st. First pitch at 7:05. For more details and tickets, go to FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com.
The Bird's Nest Team Store is the place to pick up merchandise for your favorite Carolina League team. Located next to the front gates at Segra Stadium, the Bird's Nest has a wide selection of Woodpeckers team gear, from hats and t-shirts to commemorative baseballs and bats. Can't make it to the team store? Check us out online at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com to shop for all merchandise. Again, that's FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com.
We're into the top of the sixth inning. Fayetteville trailing Delmarva 2-1. Oliver Carrillo takes a cut at the first pitch from Blake Money and fouls it out of play. Ben Petschke came on in the fifth, got the final out of the inning to close down Elaine Pena's line tonight. Money winds and pitches. The 0-1 draws the swing and miss. Final line for Pena tonight, 4 2/3 innings. He gave up just two hits on the day, two runs, one earned. He tied a season high with two walks and six strikeouts, the 0-2 pitch. And Carrillo tapped it foul. Mordan couldn't hold on behind the plate, and he'll live to see another. Shorebirds grabbed the lead with two runs in the bottom of the fourth inning. Woodpeckers got a run back in the fifth on an RBI single from Fernando Caldera. Carrillo swings here, sends a two-hopper to third. Tejada can't pick it cleanly. The ricochet grabbed by Estrada, the shortstop, and the throw across the diamond not nearly in time. They will assess an E5 against the third baseman, Tejada. And that's the first defensive error today for the Shorebirds. The tying run on to start the inning for Cesar Hernandez. And the first pitch taken for a strike. Hernandez went deep yesterday, and he came up in the ninth inning with a chance to do what no other Woodpecker has ever done before, hit for the cycle. He was a double short at the end of the day. Pitch down to the dirt. This kicks off to the right of Mordan, and Carrillo is down to second base on a wild pitch. The 1-1 the count, tying run into scoring position. Here's the offer and a line drive out into the opposite field. It's down and left in front of Guerrero. Carrillo gets to third and they stop him there. Cesar Hernandez with his first hit of the night. It advances that tying run down to third and they stand at the corners with nobody out. And Juan Santander getting ready to bat. This Fayetteville team has had a knack for coming from behind, pulling out wins when trailing. Pitch low and outside. Half of their wins this year, 7 of the 14, have come in games where they had 1 point trailed. Tonight they were down 2-0, currently down 2-1, but a chance to equalize here. The 1-0. Santander takes a low breaking ball. Two balls and no strikes. So Juan can wait for the perfect pitch. He squares off against Blake Money for the first time tonight. He went 0-for-2 against the starter, Ty Weatherly. A strikeout and a ground out to shortstop. The set and the 2-0. A strike on a changeup. 2-1. Middle infield press back here. Estrada and Velasquez telling you that they may be willing to trade that tying run with a chance at a double play with something to the middle infield. Next pitch inside, almost clipped Santander. Curveball that didn't curve a whole lot. Three balls and a strike. Santander, one of the best hitters for Fayetteville this year. Ready's for the 3-1. Runners going to second. He checks his swing, went too far. High throw is snared. Now the throw to the plate, and they've caught Carrillo in a rundown. It throws to Tejada. He tags out the runner. Now the runner off a second, and a throw gets all the way out into center field. It's rolling towards the warning track. Velasquez chases it down. Hernandez is at third, and he's in some pain. Hernandez spikes his helmet on the third base bag. He's hunched over. Oh, man, what chaos on the infield for a moment. And now it's led to an injury. Absolute chaos as Carrillo gets caught in the rundown at third. Hernandez nearly got thrown out trying to dive back into second base. That's when the throw went into center. And he ends up at third base as they sort out this play on the scoring end. And now Santander with one out, runner at third, infield playing shallow. Swings and bounces it towards first base. It kicks off of Hernandez and rolls into shallow right field. It brings home the run. Hernandez scores and we are tied at two. Second baseman number 13, Wainwright, Luciano. They're going to call E3 on that Santander hopper towards first, and now Wander Luciano stands on the right side and takes the pitch off the outside corner. So Delmarva has committed a pair of errors in this inning. Luciano takes a big cut and cues one foul into his own dugout. 1-1 the count. Santander, big lead off of first base. Money sets, pitches, and misses low to Luciano. Two balls and one strike. Luciano doubled and scored in the fifth, first of the two runs. They pick off towards first base. Check up on Santander. Next pitch to Luciano, takes a big cut at a curve, levels the count 2-2. Our game was all pitching in the first three innings, zeros in both line scores, and Delmarva broke through in the fourth. Woodpeckers with a couple unanswered to level this game again. 2-2 pitch, and Luciano takes up high and outside. Three balls and two strikes. On deck is Anthony Sherwin, who's singled today. Here comes the payoff pitch. It's low to Luciano, ball four. And the inning carries on with two on base, one out. And Anthony Sherwin coming up.
Now batting, third baseman number 19, Anthony Sherwin.
So So the go-ahead run is in scoring position. Santander at second base, and Blake Money just balked. He balked as he came set. Base umpire Perry Swartz right on top of it. He assesses the balk, and that advances Santander to third. Luciano to second base kills the force. And the whole Delmarva infield will have to come shallow. They play at the cut of the grass now against Sherwin. First pitch home. Down and outside for ball one. Money delivers. And the 1-0 tapped foul at the plate. One ball and one strike. You know, that sixth inning is kind of the telltale inning when it comes to game trends. Whether you lead at the end of six, whether you trail at the end of six for the Woodpeckers this year. Here's the 1-1 home. And it misses down and inside. When trailing after six innings this year, Fayetteville is 3-8. They still have found ways to come back late in games, but when leading after six, they're undefeated. A perfect 8-0 as they try and grab the lead here in the top of the sixth. The pitch is hit well by Sherwin out into right field. This sends Sosa back. He's all the way towards the warning track and makes an over-the-shoulder catch. Great play in right. Tagging at third, Santander. He'll come home and score. Deep sack fly for Anthony Sherwin brings in the go-ahead run now 3-2. He thought he might have had it for a minute. Luciano gets to stays at second base on the play. And Sherwin will be credited with the RBI and the sack fly. And now here's Alejandro Nunez. First pitch. Our next pitch, pardon me, on the 1-0, a wraparound slider. And it's 1-1. Nunez hitless today. A strikeout and a fly out to left field. He goes after the outside pitch. Fastball at 91. And it's now a ball and two strikes. The 1-2 home. Nunez takes off the plate away. Two balls and two strikes. For Sherwin, that sacrifice fly knocks in his seventh RBI of the year. The 2-2. Nunez tips it foul into the glove of Mordan, and that's a strikeout. It ends the sixth inning, but Fayetteville brings home a pair. The sack fly by Sherwin gives them the lead, and we head to the bottom of the sixth. Fayetteville out in front for the first time, 3-2 the score. Fairfield Inn and Suites by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401. They're right near the airport and just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867.
Vamanos! Los Guerreros de Fayetteville return to the Diamond in 2024. Watch the Woodpeckers transform into their Copa de la Diversión identity for three regular season games, May 11th, June 11th, and September 4th. Enjoy tasty, Latin-inspired food items from the concession stands. Mark your calendars. The first 1,000 fans through the gates on Los Guerreros kickoff night, May 11th, will receive a Guerreros bucket hat thanks to Blue Diamond Transportation. Get your tickets now for La Noche de Los Guerreros at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com.
Interested in keeping up with all things Woodpeckers? Follow the Fayetteville Woodpeckers on social media for team news, highlights, ticket information, promotions, and more. The Woodpeckers can be found on Facebook by searching Fayetteville Woodpeckers, as well as on Twitter at WoodpeckersNC and Instagram at Fayetteville Woodpeckers. You can also follow the team's all-new TikTok page at Fay Woodpeckers. For more information on how to access your favorite Carolina League team on social media, visit MILB.com/Fayetteville.
Black hole sun, won't you come? Wash away the rain, black hole sun, won't you come?
The Woodpeckers are back out to the lead, or have the lead, should say, for the first time tonight. 3-2 the score, with two runs in the top of the sixth. And they turn to their bullpen again here in the home half. It's right-hander Yeriel Santos. The pitch to Mordan is driven deep out into center, but Hernandez has a track on it. He's camped underneath and makes the catch short of the warning track to retire Anudis Mordan. Ben Petschke came on, did his job. He went a third of an inning with one out recorded in the fifth. And with Fayetteville taking the lead, he suddenly becomes the pitcher of record in line for a winning decision if they can hold on the rest of the game. Here is Angel Tejada from the right side, and the first pitch, big sweeper that cuts to the zone, and it's called strike one. Santos has put together good numbers this season in his fifth game tonight, third out of the bullpen. He gets a pop fly foul off to the right side out of play. He has a 1-0 record, a 2.25 earned run average. And he's issued 12 walks, 18 strikeouts over 16 innings. Only five hits allowed over that stretch, though, and four earned. Santos with a little hesitation as he starts his motion. The 0-2 pitch popped up behind the first base bag. Carrillo drifting back, crosses into foul territory, and makes the catch short of the bullpens out there for the second out. Nice route by Carrillo to track that ball over his shoulder. And with two outs, bases empty, here is Alfredo Velasquez. Velasquez 0-2 with a strikeout and a ground out to short. First pitch home. Fastball for a strike at 94 miles an hour. Yariel Santos, the 20-year-old, originally from the Dominican Republic, spins a breaking ball and a grounder pulled to short. It's backhanded by Hernandez. Firm throw across the diamond is in time to end a 1-2-3 inning. So Santos comes on, makes quick work of the Shorebirds, and we're through six tonight. In Maryland, our score is the Woodpeckers 3 and the Shorebirds 2.
Hello, everyone. It's time for yet another game. It's the Terminex.
Finally, a business journal for Fayetteville. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal gives business people actionable intelligence, information that leads to more sales, more perspective on the region, and better decisions about growing your organization and your career. Check out the website at bizfayetteville.com and subscribe today. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal. Read your way to success.
The Force is strong in downtown Fayetteville. Star Wars Night returns to Sagra Stadium Friday, May 31st, as our Woodpeckers take on the Augusta Green Jackets in a galaxy far, far away. Whether you're a Jedi or a Sith, dress up as your favorite characters and enjoy a baseball battle. The Woodpeckers will suit up in their Star Wars-themed uniforms and stick around for post-game fireworks presented by Q98 after the game. Star Wars Night, Friday, May 31st. First pitch at 7:05. For more details and tickets, go to FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com.
The Bird's Nest Team Store is the place to pick up merchandise for your favorite Carolina League team. Located next to the front gates at Segra Stadium, the Bird's Nest has a wide selection of Woodpeckers team gear, from hats and t-shirts to commemorative baseballs and bats. Can't make it to the team store? Check us out online at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.MILBstore.com to shop for all merchandise. Again, that's FayettevilleWoodpeckers.MILBstore.com.
Humberto Hernandez leads off the top of the seventh for Fayetteville from the eighth spot, and he swings and misses through a first pitch fastball from Blake Money. Here's the kick in the 0-1. Swinging a liner towards short, backing up on it, leaping Estrada. He can't get it. It's over his head and out into short left center field. Estrada looked like he found his spot, shuffling back a couple of feet, and with a last second lunge, it just cleared his webbing. And Hernandez comes away with a leadoff single to start the Fayetteville seventh inning. Hernandez now 1-for-3, and it brings up Fernando Caldera, the Woodpecker catcher, batting in the nine spot. And the first pitch to him is called a strike. A back pick thrown up the first baseline, not in time. So nothing and one on Caldera. Out of the stretch, Money pitches and misses low with a breaking ball. 1-1 count. Fayetteville trailed 2-0 at one stage, up a run now. And Caldera looking back, looking at the pitch, taking a strike, 1-2. Caldera brought home the first run of the game for the Woodpeckers with an RBI single in the fourth inning. Next pitch is a fastball spoiled foul, and that'll keep the count at 1-2. Money misses down in the dirt. 2 balls and 2 strikes. That single by Hernandez giving the Woodpeckers 6 hits on the day. 3 runs on 6 hits. Fayetteville pitching's held the Shorebirds to just 2 hits as a club. Ben Petschke goes the third of an inning, and Yariel Santos most recently on the mound for the Woodpeckers. Quickly set down Delmarva in order in the bottom of the sixth. Caldera here, Kenny Gomez at the top of the lineup standing in the on-deck circle. 2-2 pitch. Caldera takes a little high. The Delmarva bullpen just activated moments ago. There was a reliever that took a jacket off, and a righty is starting to warm up. Money spins around, throws to first. And Caldera waits for the 3-2. Grabiel Salazar is the righty warming up out there in the pen. The pitch is a little bit low to Caldera. That's ball four. Tough take on 3-2, but a good one. And Fayetteville's put their first two batters on base to start the seventh.
Now batting from right fielder number 14, Kenny Gomez.
Single and a walk. We'll have a mound meeting as well. Buy a little bit of time for that bullpen. Pitching coach Andy Sadowski is out there. And he will talk to pitcher and catcher and how they want to go about the Kenny Gomez at bat. Gives us our first chance tonight to check around the Carolina League scoreboard. The Woodpeckers gained a game on Columbia yesterday in the division. Fireflies have the Carolina Mudcats this week, and they lost yesterday while the Woodpeckers won. So Fayetteville with a game and a half lead over the field. Tonight, Columbia plays an extra innings out in Zebulon, tied at 1-1 in the top of the 10th. Charleston River Dogs have a 5-1 lead over the Augusta Green Jackets through 6 innings. First pitch grounded here, kicks off of 2 players. Hernandez booted it. Velasquez had it roll by him. 1 run is in. The throw goes to third, and it sails wide over towards the dugout. And 2 get into scoring position. 1 run is home. Hernandez scoring. It's now a 4-2 game, and Kenny Gomez winds up at second base.
Now batting, the first baseman number 26, Oliver.
It'll be a couple of errors assessed on this play as Caldera makes it to third and Gomez down to second. An E3 on the initial ground ball for Kenny Gomez, and then an E9 on the wide throw from Tomas Sosa towards third base. Now it's Oliver Carrillo, and the pitch misses outside. A three-error inning for Delmarva in the sixth. They now commit two on that play alone, and they've committed five errors over the last two innings as a defense. Delmarva infield playing shallow. The 1-0 is low and inside. Back pick going to third. And Caldera steps back in safely. We're working around the Carolina League scoreboard when chaos ensued there for a moment. There's a one-run game tonight in Salem. The Pelicans out in front 4-3 over the Salem Red Sox. The pitch to Carrillo gets through the catcher. It's rolling through Mordan's legs, and this will bring home another run. Caldera charges in from third, slides home safely, and it's now 5-2. A pass ball going against Mordan here. It was a breaking ball for money. It didn't hit the dirt. It just kind of five-holed Mordan. Rolled between the wickets and gives the Woodpeckers the three-run lead in the top of the seventh. Gomez gets to third on the pass ball, and the three-ball pitch to Carrillo up and inside. He walks. And four straight Woodpeckers have reached base to start this seventh inning. And that'll be it, it seems, for Blake Money. Manager Colin Woody is out of the dugout, and he is making the walk to the mound to take the baseball. So that's it for Money. They'll go to the bullpen. And Cesar Hernandez will greet the new reliever. Woodpeckers have opened up a three-run lead with two more runs here in the top of the seventh, 5-2 the score. We'll tell you about the new reliever when we come back to Salisbury.
Hi, I'm Trenton Reed, owner of the Dogwood Realty Group, and this is where your dreams find a home. Our dedicated team offers personalized solutions for every client, whether buying or selling. From cozy condos to spacious estates, we're here to make sure your real estate journey is seamless. Need to sell fast? Our innovative strategies ensure results in record time. Explore homes virtually on our user-friendly website, Real Estate Made Easy. Join families who've entrusted us. Contact Dogwood Realty Group today at 910-920-0323. Dogwood Realty Group. Faith, family, real estate.
Calling all pups! Wagon Wednesdays are your chance to enjoy some baseball with your furry friends at the ballpark. All dogs are welcome inside Sigma Stadium during Wednesday night home games throughout the season. Dog admission is just $1 with proof of up-to-date vaccination record. Leash required while in the park. Fetch a great deal with Wagon Wednesdays, presented by News Talk 640 WFNC. Visit FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com for more details.
Delmarva has made a pitching change here. They turn to a right-hander, Grabiel Salazar. And the fastball delivered to Cesar Hernandez for strike one. Grabiel Salazar takes over for Blake Money and inherits runners at the corners. Fayetteville scored two runs in this inning. And a tapper foul behind home plate. Nothing and two, that is, now on Hernandez. Cesar singled and scored in the sixth. And anywhere Delmarva committed three errors, they've booted two more here in the seventh inning, and their defense is starting to fall apart. Five errors over the last two innings of play. The pitch up and outside, pops away from the catcher, Mordan. Runners coming to the plate, the flip, the tag, and it's in time. Kenny Gomez tried to race home. He's tagged out by Salazar. And it saves the pass ball for Mordan. Set one out of the inning. The pass ball will allow the runner to get to second, so there ultimately is a pass ball on the catcher with Carrillo advancing down to second on the play. And we'll have a mound meeting here. Mordan's going to go out there and chat with the new reliever, Salazar. Lynchburg leads Kannapolis today in Virginia, 2-0 the score there. Lynchburg has scored two of their runs tonight, two runs, should say, without having a hit. They don't have a hit on the board over four innings, but they lead 2-0. And one game has gone final. That is in Fredericksburg, where the Fred Nats beat the Wood Ducks today. Oh, pardon me, flip-flop that. Down East beats Fredericksburg today, 6-3 the final score. And the Woodies are back to 500, 11-11. 2-2 count on Hernandez now. Salazar sets pitches and breaks one in there for a called strike three. Good pitch to Hernandez, a wraparound slider for out number two. And Juan Santander stands in. Carrillo off a second. Here's the set, and first pitch to Santander. It's low and inside, the called strike right off that inner corner. Next pitch low to Santander, and one and one. Salazar spins a breaking ball low and outside. Two balls and a strike. Santander reached on a grounder that was kicked by the first baseman Hernandez in the sixth inning. It helped bring a run home, but Santander ultimately 0-3. Now the 2-1 on the way. Swinging a shot right back towards the mound. It clipped the pitcher. Ricochets to Estrada, and his throw to first is in time. The old 1-6-3 grounder as Salazar ricocheted towards a shortstop, and Estrada was there for the backup. Tough break for Santander on a well-struck ball. Fayetteville brings home two runs, two errors in the inning, and they strand a runner. It's time to stretch in Delmarva. Fayetteville out in front 5-2. Kevin Guerrero leads off for the Shorebirds from the seventh spot of the lineup. The first pitch from Yariel Santos misses high and in for ball one. Guerrero, Benavides, and then Hernandez, the 7-8-9 of the lineup. Pitch up and outside, 2-0. When Yariel Santos entered the game in the sixth, it was a one-run contest, 3-2. He's given a little bit of insurance with two in the top of the seventh. And now a 5-2 Fayetteville lead. Five unanswered for the Woodpeckers since the start of the fifth inning. They were down two zip, scored a run in the fifth, two in the sixth, two in the seventh, and those have been aided along by five Delmarva errors. Fastball draws the swing and miss out of Guerrero. Now a 3-1 count. Guerrero's put the ball in play twice, but is grounded out to short, flat out to right field. Here's the 3-1. Swings and sprays it foul off to the right and out of play. Ben Petschke, the pitcher of record, he's in line for a win tonight. If the score holds in on the hands and it's fisted foul to the screen, Guerrero keeps the count full, 3-2. The 7-9 of the Delmarva order have combined to go 0-5 tonight. Benavides, who's on deck, did reach by walk in the third. 3-2. Up and inside to Kevin Guerrero, and he draws a walk to start the bottom of the seventh inning. Now it's Benavides in his Shorebirds debut, 0-1 with a walk and a bouncer back to the mound. Cuts the first pitch and comes up empty, nothing and one. Shorebirds have been held to just two hits tonight, and they came in back-to-back at bats during the fourth inning. There's a breaking ball that bends into the zone, called strike two. It was a single by Mordan, a double by Angel Tejada in the fourth against Elaine Pena. Other than that, though, no Shorebirds hits. Nothing since. The 0-2. Down in the dirt, knocked down by Caldera. Runners going to second. He throws, and it's not in time. Pop slide in there. Guerrero makes it safe. And on a wild pitch, he advances into scoring position. Here's the 1-2, struck him out. 93 mile per hour fastball right down the chute. And Benavides is the first out of the inning. So now it's Brian Hernandez. The first pitch to him, misses outside, and it's 1-0. Dugouts are getting really riled up right now. Whenever there's a strike or a ball called, they're both kind of engaging with each other across the diamond right now. Here's the 1-0, and a strike right down the middle of the plate, 1-1. And is struck out, grounded out. There's a breaking ball down to the dirt, a swing and a miss. Good pitch snapped off by Yariel Santos. We've seen Santos be pretty much unhittable at stages this year. You think back to his time in Fredericksburg last couple of weeks ago on the last road trip. He went four hitless innings. As Santos steps off, looks the runner back to second base. Four hitless. Santos is allowed a total of just two hits across his last 9 2/3. There's a pitch down to the dirt, blocked by Caldera. He throws up the first baseline and completes the strikeout of Brian Hernandez for out number two. Back to the top of the Shorebirds order, fourth time through now. Here's Tomas Sosa, who has struck out twice and also walked. First pitch on the way. Up high to Sosa for ball one. Man, it's second is Kevin Guerrero, the 1-0 pitch. A check swing on a slider down and inside. Yeah, the two dugouts are still playing a little bit of a game with each other, it seems, in this seventh inning. 1-1 up and outside. And Shorebird's dugout gets really animated any moment a ball is delivered. And to counteract that, the Woodpeckers dugout lets out a holler every time a strike is called. And it's a lot more animated than normal coming out of both dugouts right now. The 2-1 pitch is down and outside. And it's just a big ole coming out of that Shorebird side when Santos misses the zone. So 3-1. On deck is Brylan Tavera with two outs in the home seventh. Here's the pitch. Fastball pops the mitt right on that outside edge, called strike two. And a 3-2 count on Tomas Sosa. Santos leans in, gets the sign from Caldera, sets down to the belt. Kicks, pitches, and a foul tip is held onto by Caldera. That's the inning. Yariel Santos gives a look back to that Shorebirds dugout, and he strands a runner, strikes out three in the seventh, and we head to the eighth. 5-2, Woodpeckers lead it here on the road. Fairfield Inn & Suites by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401, they're right near the airport, and just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867.
Vamanos! Los Guerreros de Fayetteville return to the Diamond in 2024. Watch the Woodpeckers transform into their Copa de la Diversión identity for three regular season games, May 11th, June 11th, and September 4th. Enjoy tasty, Latin-inspired food items from the concession stands. Mark your calendars. The first 1,000 fans through the gates on Los Guerreros kickoff night, May 11th, will receive a Guerreros bucket hat thanks to Blue Diamond Transportation. Get your tickets now for La Noche de Los Guerreros at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com.
Interested in keeping up with all things Woodpeckers? Follow the Fayetteville Woodpeckers on social media for team news, highlights, ticket information, promotions, and more. The Woodpeckers can be found on Facebook by searching Fayetteville Woodpeckers, as well as on Twitter at WoodpeckersNC and Instagram at Fayetteville Woodpeckers. You can also follow the team's all-new TikTok page at Fay Woodpeckers. For more information on how to access your favorite Carolina League team on social media, visit MILB.com/Fayetteville.
Hunter Luciano taking a high strike, and it's nothing and two on him to begin the Fayetteville eighth inning. Shorebirds have turned to their bullpen again. They utilize their third reliever of the night, and it is the righty Randy Berreguete, and he strikes out Hunter Luciano to begin the eighth. Luciano goes to 1-for-3, and here's Anthony Sherwin. Woodpeckers have scored five unanswered tonight. Scored in each of the last three innings and are out in front 5-2. Sherwin takes a fastball at 95 miles an hour for strike one. Sherwin and Nunez will get a chance in the inning. A couple of lefties now. Baraguete pitches and misses high and away. One and one. He comes in behind Gabriel Salazar, who got the final two outs of the seventh. And a tip into the mitt. Mordan couldn't hold on to it, but it's a one and two count. Sherwin has a single and an RBI tonight. Base hit coming in the fifth, and then the sac fly that brought home a run in the sixth inning. The 1-2 home. Up and inside, a little too far in. 96-mile-per-hour heater. Baraguete bringing home good velocity. One of the hardest throwers that the Woodpeckers have faced tonight. 2-2. A swing and a fly served off to the left and out of play. So Sherwin putting together a nice series so far. Two hits yesterday, the single and the sac fly tonight. 2-2. Took something off, a curveball strikes out Sherwin. He dropped an 83-mile-per-hour bender below his knees. Two quick strikeouts for Randy Baraguete. And now it's the seven hitter, Alejandro Nunez. Lefty takes inside for ball one. Baraguete debuted as a pro in 2021. The 1-0 fouled backwards. Dominican Summer League in 21. He made his stateside debut in 22. And is a third-year shorebird. He pitched in nine games for Delmarva in 2022. Fayetteville saw him last year as well. In that 22 season, should say. The Woodpeckers didn't come up here last year, but 25 games a season ago out of the Delmarva bullpen. The wind and the 1-2 home. Nunez fouls it straight back. Tonight is the 39th career appearance for Baraguete as a shorebird. Fifth during the 2024 season. The 1-2. Another foul ball shot off to the left and out of play. He's had a good season, though. Baraguete has a 1.29 ERA over four games. Only one earned run surrendered over seven innings and seven strikeouts over the stretch as well. Spins a curve up and inside. When you're at this level, though, as long as Baraguete has been, nearly 40 games, and you've had a strong start to your season, you could be a prime candidate to move up to Aberdeen with a couple more good nights. Fastball down and inside, 3-2. Baltimore has the advantage of all their affiliates being very close geographically to one another. Payoff pitch, here it comes. And Nunez fights it foul. Aberdeen, Maryland for the high A. Bowie, Maryland for the double A. And Norfolk, Virginia for the triple A, not far from here. Woodpeckers, in fact, drove through Norfolk on their way up here to Salisbury. 3-2 with two outs. Payoff again, this time rolled inside the first baseline. A fair ball. Hernandez scoops it on a knee, takes it to the bag himself, and that's the inning. Baraguete comes on, retires the Woodpecker side in order, and we go to the bottom of the eighth. Fayetteville leading 5-2.
Hi, I'm Trenton Reed, owner of the Dogwood Realty Group, and this is where your dreams find a home. Our dedicated team offers personalized solutions for every client, whether buying or selling. From cozy condos to spacious estates, we're here to make sure your real estate journey is seamless. Need to sell fast? Our innovative strategies ensure results in record time. Explore homes virtually on our user-friendly website, Real Estate Made Easy. Join families who've entrusted us. Contact Dogwood Realty Group today at 910-920-0323. Dogwood Realty Group. Faith, family, real estate.
Calling all pups! Wagon Wednesdays are your chance to enjoy some baseball with your furry friends at the ballpark. All dogs are welcome inside Sigma Stadium during Wednesday night home games throughout the season.
Dog admission is just $1 with proof of up-to-date vaccination record. Leash required while in the park. Fetch a great deal with Wagon Wednesdays. Presented by News Talk 640 WFNC. Visit FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com for more details.
Brylan Tavera is the leadoff man for the Shorebirds in the bottom of the eighth inning. He hits from the two spot. Tonight he's 0-for-3. He's reached down an error and scored a run. Yuriel Santos continues to pitch with the lead, and the first one is outside for ball one. Santos struck out three in the seventh, and he nearly hits Tavera here. Runs one inside, and he did graze him. Eclipse Tavera, and Yuriel Santos puts the first batter on base to start the eighth. That's the second hit batter for Fayetteville today. The starter, Elaine Pena, plunked this guy, Aaron Estrada, in the fourth inning. So Estrada stands in. This stage, tying run in the on-deck circle. The Woodpeckers out to a 5-2 lead. And here's the first pitch from Santos. It's a ball a little bit low. Estrada's grounded out twice, been hit by a pitch and scored one of the two Delmarva runs. Here's the 1-0. A fastball for a strike. Here's the 1-1 pitch. And a good changeup gets Estrada swinging and missing. Delmarva without a hit since Angel Tejada doubled in two runs in the fourth inning. Combo of Pena, Pechke, and Santos has kept them hitless since. Runners going to second. The pitch is low. It kicks away from Caldera. He can't find it. It's all the way towards the third base on deck circle. Caldera chases it down, but Tavera gets two bases out of the wild pitch. Tavera will be given the stolen base of second. He was off and running when the pitch was delivered. And then the wild pitch advances him an extra 90 down to third base. So Aaron Estrada and a 2-2 count. Santos sets, fires. And a breaking ball flicked foul back of home. Two-two wrapped foul towards the first base dugout. It stays where it is. Houston Astros are back in Houston tonight. They continue their series against the AL Central Cleveland Guardians. 2-2 popped up and out of play. Houston trails tonight 2-0. They just gave up a pair of runs in the top of the fifth. Justin Verlander tonight is getting the start for Houston. Five innings for him, a couple of earned runs, three walks, and a strikeout for Verlander. The 2-2 to Estrada again. This time a line drive through the left side. It's down for a hit. RBI single. Tavera comes home. And the Shorebirds have cut it to two, now 5-3. First hit for Delmarva since the bottom of the fourth. And it brings the tying run to the plate. And Anudis Mordan. Mordan 1-for-3 with a single in the fourth inning. Takes the first pitch down and outside, a ball off a breaking ball, 1-0. Here's the 1-0. Mordan swings, fouls it straight back. You know, there was a big highlight tonight from the Astro game involving Joey Loperfido once again that if you're cruising around social media, you should check out. But he played a carom off of the Crawford box wall and left. Barehanded the ricochet through to second, got the runner. Here's a grounder to third. Sherwin up with it, throws a one-hopper across the diamond to first in time. Nice play by Anthony Sherwin. He didn't have a chance to get Estrada at second base. But he still throws long towards Carrillo and gets Mordan for the first out. And now here's Angel Tejada. Tejada from the right side, 1-for-3, two-run double. Has been the big swing of the day for the Shorebirds. That came in the fourth. Chops the pitch here towards his manager. And Colin Woody scoops it up. Nothing in one on Tejada. Here comes the pitch. Inside breaking ball, fouled again, and this time Colin Woody makes the play cleanly. So the Delmarva manager is getting some infield work. But Loperfido, he made that great play off of Carom and left, threw out a runner, David Fry, trying to slide into second base. And Loperfido tonight has the only Astro hit through four innings. He had a two-run single yesterday, first hit and RBIs as a big leaguer. Down to the dirt, this kicks away from Caldera. And the runner's going to third base. Estrada advances on a wild pitch. Ariel Santos has snapped off a couple of wild pitches here in the eighth inning. Estrada down to third. He comes home, and it's a one-run game. The 1-2 pitch is popped up towards first base side. Hustling over Carrillo, he runs out of room, and it lands out of play. A ball and two strikes. Most laborious inning so far for Yariel Santos. 1-2, grounded out to second base. It'll bring home the run. Luciano fields and throws to first, retires Tejada. But the 4-3 ground out scores Estrada from third base, and we've got a one-run game, 5-4 Fayetteville. A pair of two-run innings tonight for the Shorebirds. Two in the fourth, two in the eighth. With the bases clear, Alfredo Velasquez representing the tying run at the plate. He swings at the first one and shoots it foul back of home. Next pitch sweeps outside and missed, 1-1. Get you some Astros system affiliated scores as well. Single A, double A, and triple A. The 1-1. On a fly out into right, Gomez has it measured, and Kenny Gomez makes the catch. That ends the bottom of the eighth inning. So we're going to the final frames. Delmarva makes this a much tighter ball game. One-run affair, 5-4 Woodpeckers. Top of the ninth next on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Field Inn & Suites by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401, they're right near the airport and just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867.
Vámonos! Los Guerreros de Fayetteville return to the diamond in 2024. Watch the Woodpeckers transform into their Copa de la Diversión identity for three regular season games, May 11th, June 11th, and September 4th. Enjoy tasty, Latin-inspired food items from the concession stands. Mark your calendars. The first 1,000 fans through the gates on Los Guerreros kickoff night, May 11th, will receive a Guerreros bucket hat thanks to Blue Diamond Transportation. Get your tickets now for La Noche de los Guerreros at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com.
Interested in...
Woodpeckers clinging on to a 5-4 lead in the top of the ninth inning. First pitch swing, broken bat by Alberto Hernandez. He rolls it through the right side, and a diving second baseman Velasquez for a leadoff single. Two-hit day for Alberto Hernandez. That'll help his offensive metrics a bit, and Fernando Caldera now stands in. Shorebirds made it a one-run game with two in the bottom of the seventh, cutting the 5-2 lead to 5-4. Fayetteville would love a run of insurance here against the right-hander in his second inning, Randy Baraguete, who set them down in order in the eighth. He delivers strike one to Caldera on a 95-mile-per-hour fastball. Here's the set in the 0-1. A little outside. One ball and one strike. Caldera has reached twice at the bottom of the order. RBI single in the fifth inning. He walked and scored in the seventh. He's contributed to two of the five runs. Foul ball fisted off to the right and out of play. 1-2. Here's the next pitch. And he takes a fastball for a called strike three. Not sure the umpire knew that was strike three. Gave it a casual strike call, and there we go. He shows the out. Caldera strikes out. And now it's Kenny Gomez. Back to the top of the Fayetteville lineup card. Fifth time through. Kenny tonight 1-for-4 with a single and the first at bat of the game. The pitch. Swings and grounds it to second. Could be two. Velasquez flips to second. The turn to first in time. 4-6-3. The Shorebirds turn it. And another scoreless frame for Baraguete. One more chance for the Shorebirds to tie it or win it. Bottom of the ninth, Fayetteville up a run. It's 5-4.
There's no better place to spend your Thursday nights in the Ville than Sigma Stadium this Woodpecker season. Quench your thirst on Thirsty Thursdays every Thursday home game with $4 16-ounce brews and $2 Pepsi products all night long. Head to the ballpark early for live music on select Thursday nights beginning at 5 p.m. at Healy's Bar. Start your weekend early all summer long at Sigma Stadium's Thirsty Thursday, presented by Rock 103 FM. Visit FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com for more details.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
To the bottom of the ninth inning, and we have a defensive substitution for you. The Woodpeckers will make a change out in left field. Alejandro Nunez subs out, and they bring on Neomar Ochoa Jr. Here's a first pitch ground ball pulled to short. Backhanded pickup by Hernandez. Rolling throw to first. Dug out by Carrillo. And Kevin Guerrero grounds out on the first pitch from Yariel Santos. One gone. Now it's Christian Benavides. These are the 8-9 hitters scheduled here. Benavides and Brian Hernandez to try and keep Delmarva's hopes alive. A check swing on a first pitch sweeper, and he went too far, nothing and one. Columbia tonight, the game we're tracking in terms of South Division relevance, is going to the bottom of the 12th in a 1-1 tie game. They're playing in Zebulon tonight, and the Mudcats have just two hits through the first 11 innings. A swing and miss, and down goes Benavides. Three pitches, and good night. One out away, Brian Hernandez, the final chance for the Shorebirds. Quick look around the Astros affiliate system as well. The Asheville Tourists tonight have won 8-4, the final score over the Greenville Drive. First pitch to Hernandez, taken off the plate outside. In AA Corpus Christi, the Hooks tonight trail at home 3-1 to the Frisco Rough Riders. Low pitch to Hernandez, two balls, no strikes. And in AAA, the Pacific Coast League, the Sugarland Space Cowboys have a 4-3 lead over the Chihuahuas in the top of the fourth. 2-0. Grounded right side, this should do it. Oh, it's booted. It's booted by Carrillo. He tries to corral it, flip to first, and it's not in time. Carrillo behind the first base bag, could not scoop a bouncing ball cleanly. And this game remains ongoing after an E3. The Shorebirds are still alive. The tying run is on first base. And Tomas Sosa at the top of the order will bat. He struck out three times today. And here's the first one home. And misses outside. Hernandez still trying to buckle that sliding glove on his hand. Not sure if Delmarva has speedier options available on their bench. But they're rolling with him. The pitch home is a fastball called a strike. 1-1. Hernandez towards the middle. Big gap on the left side of the diamond. Here's a swing and a fly pulled down the right field side and into the picnic area. A foul ball, and once again, Delmarva down to their final strike. The errors have been a big story in tonight's game. Five committed by Delmarva while the Woodpeckers took the lead in the middle innings. Three tonight by the Woodpeckers. And one that's kept this game alive. The 1-2 pitch off the end of the bat, rolling softly towards Sherwin. He scoops on the grass, throws to first, and with a dive, it's in time. Fayetteville wins it tonight. A great defensive charge by Sherwin, and the throw just in time to beat the speedy Tomas Sosa up the first baseline. The Woodpeckers have a two-game lead in this series, and we'll wrap it up next for you on the postgame show. 5-4, the final score tonight in Salisbury. H&H Homes, one of the largest home builders in North and South Carolina, based out of Fayetteville and a proud partner of the Woodpeckers, with over 30 neighborhoods to choose from, ranging from the 160s to the mid-300s. Discover why over 7,000 families have decided to call an H&H Home home since 1992. Don't wait to learn more. Visit them online at hhhomes.com or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. H&H Homes, building homes with more livability, more sustainability, and more value.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of Black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
It's time to wrap the action on the Woodpeckers postgame show. Let's send you back to the ballpark.
Slim margins tonight in Salisbury, but the Woodpeckers get it done. We welcome you back inside of Purdue Stadium for the final time tonight. This is the Woodpeckers postgame show. Andrew Chapman, thanking you for being along with us for this one. The Woodpeckers trailed early tonight, 2-0 after four innings, but took the lead back, scoring five unanswered at one stage. One in the fifth, two in the sixth, two in the seventh to go up 5-2. Delmarva had some late fight in them. They scored two in the bottom of the eighth inning, turned into a one-run game, and they put the tying run on base after an error with two outs in the ninth. But Yariel Santos, that bullpen, ultimately get it done. A good defensive play by Anthony Sherwin on the final play of the game. Charging a ground ball, throwing across the diamond just in time to beat the diving Tomas Sosa, capped it off tonight. Errors were a big problem for both teams. Fayetteville committed three, Delmarva committed five. Fayetteville, five runs, seven hits, three errors. Delmarva, four runs, three hits, and five errors. The Woodpeckers got it done today with some scoring in the middle innings. RBI single by Fernando Caldera in the fifth made it a 2-1 game at the time. A throwing error brought home the tying run in the sixth inning, and then a sack fly by Anthony Sherwin in that same sixth inning now made it a 3-2 game. So Fayetteville got a run there. Two more in the seventh inning on a pass ball that brought home one run, and then also an additional error that brought home Alberto Hernandez in the inning. So 5-4 the final score. The Woodpeckers just able to cling on to victory, and they improved to 15-8. That gets them to a season best seven games over the 500 mark, and we'll continue to track the Columbia results today. They were in the bottom of the 12th last we checked, and it looks like that game has gone final as we quickly scan the out-of-town scoreboard. And tonight the Carolina Mudcats have walked off. They do win in the bottom of the 12th 2-1, so Fayetteville gains another game on the field and will have a 2.5 game lead over Columbia come tomorrow. Kannapolis, the third place team in the division, also lost tonight in extra innings, so your Fayetteville Woodpeckers have a 2.5 game lead in first place over the first third of the first half. We completed the first third of the first half schedule yesterday, and on to that middle third now, and the Woodpeckers continue to extend their lead atop the division. The win tonight will go to Ben Petschke. He only pitched one out. He recorded one out behind the starter Elaine Pena in the fifth, but the Woodpeckers took the lead in the top of the sixth, and Petschke becomes the pitcher of record. They held on the rest of the way, 1-0, his first single-A win, so congrats to Ben. Blake Money suffers the loss. He goes to 0-2. Yariel Santos closes it out with a four-inning save, his second of the year. 2,055 are attendance tonight in Salisbury, and the final time of game, 2 hours and 26 minutes. So with that, we turn the page to tomorrow, game three of the series, same time, same place here at Purdue Stadium, 7:05 p.m. And on the mound for your Woodpeckers is right-hander Derek True, 1-1 with a 2.70 ERA. Lefty Luis De Leon gets the ball for Delmarva, 1-2 with a 1.65 ERA. First pitch at 7:05. Our pregame show will begin at 6:55. Right here on FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com and the MILB First Pitch app. Until then, I'm Andrew Chapman saying thank you very much for tuning us in tonight from Salisbury, Maryland. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. Fayetteville gets it done. They lead this series 2-0 tonight behind a 5-4 one-run victory. So long from Maryland, everybody. We will talk to you tomorrow. This has been Woodpecker Baseball on the Woodpecker Broadcast Network. Good night.